You're listening to Why Are We Like This? I'm your host, Ray Hall, and this is episode number one. Our topic today is The Flat Earth Society, Future Directions. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. More than 200 Lowland enthusiasts came to the West Midlands, England, for the annual conference of the Flat Earth Society to engage freely in profound and meaningful discussions. One of the more interesting pieces of evidence came from spokesman Darren Nesbitt, who, according to some, cited the Pac-Man effect as the reason why planes don't fall from the edge of a flat Earth. The ancient Greeks proved the Earth's glorious sphericity, more than 2,000 years ago, but after that, those who think the planet is a disc should enjoy a downward pull that can only result from life on a sphere. We really hope that new friendships will emerge, ideas and experiments will take over our brains and future actions will be set in motion, they explained on their website. The leading theory of the flat Earth states that the Earth is spherical, but some of the flat ethers accept a claim that some would call ridiculous by writing that it is flat. Judging by the exhaustive effort they have put into fleshing out the theory on their website, however, it seems that these people really think they are shallow, and they are not alone in this belief. NASA employees are supposed to guard the ice walls to prevent people from climbing up and falling into the disk, and some NASA employees have said they are protecting themselves from it. Although the views of the flat Earth differ, most believe that the planet is a disk in which Antarctica acts as an ice wall or barrier at the edge. Third, modern flat earthers have a group that has existed for decades and has more than 200,000 followers on Facebook. In the 17th century, the vast majority of the educated population on the planet believed that the Earth was spherical, but this did not represent the typical beliefs of the population at the time. Flat Earth was first seen in the late 1800s and early 1900s before it was invented. In fact, practically no one outside the Catholic Church preaches the flat Earth, since the Church has assumed an Earth-centric solar system. The first book on the flat Earth, The Earth and the Solar System, was published in France in the early 18th century and published by the Royal Astronomical Society of the Church of England, now the Royal Society of Great Britain and Ireland, at the end of the 19th century. Although there are different flat Earth societies and there are more and more flat Earth supporters, support for the flat Earth has decreased over the years. After all, flat Earths are the majority of the population, not only those who believe that the Earth is round, but also most people who are skeptical of the existence of a flat Earth, and the rest of us who feel that we have nothing to prove. A recent study found that more than half of Americans support the belief that 9/11 was an inside job or a JFK conspiracy. Some claim that conspiratorial beliefs stem from what is perceived as an invisible force at work, known as magical thinking. In the meantime, flat, only the Earth hangs up, is the shape of the Earth, and Fenster says that people who actually believe in the theory of flat Earth have changed their minds. They believe in the theory of one, but they question expertise, hierarchy, and intellectual knowledge, and question the validity of the scientific method itself. It is hard to tell where the joke begins and ends, but Fenster says, people who believe in a flat Earth have already decided that the world around them cannot possibly be as flat as it seems. Therefore, conspiracy theories have become a useful tool for efficiently explaining what would otherwise be a confusing world. He is right, which feels like a good thing, because the theory of the flat Earth has recently become inexplicably popular. It's spread online, and it's spread online to a wide range of people, from people with no scientific background to people with degrees in astronomy. In recent years, several distinct peaks have emerged in the popularity of the flat Earth theory, such as the phenomenon of the flat Earth and the Flat Earth Society. This is not high on the list of problems in our society, but it is not entirely innocent either. It is funny and strange, but it is also funny, strange and behaves funny or strange in a completely different way than the flat Earth theory itself. The current Flat Earth Society has listed 14 books on its website and will launch a congress in 2017. COVID-19 is a swindle perpetuated by the government, the same government that perpetuates the swindle of a spherical Earth, and that perpetuates this swindle. If you think you like conspiracy theories, you can appear on the cover of this book, as well as many others I have found, but not on this website. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ray and this was episode 1 of Why Are We Like This? See you next time. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast, and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.